And now, another episode of Radio Yesterday, brought to you by ChuckChat.com.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off. Minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0!
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. In the steaming gaseous fog which forever shrouds the planet Venus, a tall, solidly built young man wearing the trim uniform of a space cadet strides briskly along a deserted street in the city of Venusport, on his way toward the spaceport. Suddenly, another tall young man steps out of a darkened alleyway, trailed closely by a smaller, wizened follower, and plants himself in the cadet's path.
Excuse me. You're Cadet Astro, aren't you?
Why, yes, I am. Who are you?
Don't you recognize me? Take a close look.
What? Jumping Jupiter.
Surprised?
Why, you look just like me.
Yes. Amazing resemblance, isn't it? In case you've forgotten, I'm your cousin, Merkel.
My cousin?
You've heard of me.
Yes, I have.
Nothing very complimentary, I'll bet.
No, not very.
I didn't think so. Come on, let's go someplace and get acquainted, Astro.
Sorry, I've got to get to the spaceport, catch a ship back to Earth.
I'm afraid you won't be able to make that ship, Astro.
What do you mean?
I've got other plans for you. All right, Beale.
Hey, wait a minute.
What is this? Who are you? Ooh. Nice work, Beale. Now let's drag my dear cousin Astro inside and go to work on him. Come on, Astro. Wake up. Wake up. How much sodium pentothal did you give him, Beale?
Just enough to make sure he tells the truth when he comes to. Will you look at him, though? You and him are like two peas in a pod, Mirko.
My hair's a little darker.
That's easily fixed. When you put his uniform on, nobody will be able to tell you apart.
I hope not. If anything goes wrong, it'll mean my neck.
Nothing needs to go wrong if you keep your wits about you.
Oh.
He's coming, too. Well, how are you feeling now, Astro, my lad?
Who? Who are you? Where am I?
You're with a friend, lad.
A friend?
That's right. Stay behind him. Listen sharp to the way he talks, Mirko.
Right.
Now, Astro, I'd like you to tell me about Space Academy. About your friends there. Your unit mates.
Yes, sir.
I guess you know Tom Corbett and Roger Manning pretty well, eh, Astro?
They're my best friends.
Tell me about them. Corbett first.
They don't come any better than Tom. He's a great guy.
Beale, ask him if he and Corbett have nicknames for each other.
Tell me, you and Corbett have nicknames for each other?
No. Roger and I call each other names sometimes. He calls me Venusian Hillbilly or Clunkhead.
Uh-huh. What else about him?
Nothing much. Roger's all right. Just needs some of the space gas blown out of his tubes once in a while. Tom and I take care of that. We keep him in line.
Astro. Astro.
What's the matter with him, Beale? Why did he pass out?
The drug acts like that. He'll come to again in a few minutes, and I can pump him some more. Did you get everything he said?
Sure.
Next time, I'll ask him about Captain Strong and Commander Arkwright.
Don't bother. I have all the information I need on them.
Well, all right. You know, I think this will work out just fine, Mirko.
So far. But the big test comes when I show up at Space Academy. Incidentally, what happens to my dear cousin when I leave?
Never mind about him.
I do mind. I wouldn't want him showing up at the Academy, too.
You won't have to worry about that, Mirko. Your dear cousin Astro ain't ever going to see Space Academy again.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by. Astro, Roger Manning, Dr. Joan Dale, Tom Corbett.
You can get picture cutouts of all four on packages of Kellogg's Pep. You'll have a mountain of fun with these cutouts, spacemen. You can even build a setting to show your space cadet cutouts in action. Now, just suppose that the cadets had landed on the moon and were tracking down space pirates. Well, to show that, you draw a picture of the moon's surface, craters and all. Then you'd make a picture of the Polaris. Next, take the space cadet cutouts and put them right in the setting. And there you have it, a real space cadet scene. And once you get all four space cadet cutouts, you'll be able to use them all different ways. You can even act out today's adventure. So don't delay. Start collecting space cadet picture cutouts now. Have Kellogg's Pep for breakfast every morning. Kellogg's Pep gives you all the goodness of wheat, all the flavor of malt, all the get-up-and-go energy of a real spaceman cereal. When you finish the package, cut out the space cadet picture on the back. It's loads of fun to play with space cadet cutouts, and it's loads of fun to start off each day with a build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P.
Unaware that their unit mate Astro is being held prisoner on his home planet Venus, Tom Corbett and Roger Manning greet Astro's impersonator as he enters their dormitory.
Astro!
Greetings, space boys.
Well, the Venusian hillbilly himself. Where you been, lunkhead? You had us worried.
You know those space liners. We were held up half a day on Luna, rounding up a couple of tourists who got lost.
A space liner? You came back on a space liner?
Well, sure.
You mean you bought passage on a ship when you could fly for free on a Solar Guard cruiser?
Oh, well, you know, finishing up your leave and all, you like to make a splash. And I always did want to ride in one of those floating space palaces.
You always swore you'd never set foot in one.
And where'd you get that kind of money? The fare on one of those jobs is almost a year's pay.
Well, you see...
Don't tell me you put the bite on your uncle.
Yeah, that's it.
Brother... Why in blazes did you talk me into leaving Venus a week early, Tom?
Well, you said you wanted to prowl, Roger, and I wanted to see my folks, so...
Speaking of prowling, Roger, any new conquests?
Well, now that you mention it, Astro, old pal...
Oh, Astro, why'd you give him the opening?
There was the cutest little operator at Cadet Marshall's party last night. A real dish.
Yeah? How is Marshall? I haven't seen him in a long time.
Huh?
Are you kidding, Astro?
Why, no.
Oh, don't tell me you kissed and made up.
Well,
you and he almost tore each other apart the last time you met. How come a sudden change of heart?
Oh, well, I thought it over, and that was kid stuff. I just as soon dropped the whole matter.
Huh? Well, I'll be a Martian mouse. What gives here?
I never saw you act like this before, Astro, or talk this way either. Astro, don't you hear me?
Tom, what's the matter with him? He's just standing there staring.
Astro, what's wrong?
Come on, snap out of it, you big ape.
What?
Astro, you're right.
What? What happened?
That's what we'd like to know. We were talking to you, and all of a sudden, you went clear out of this world.
Oh. Well, the doctor said this would happen.
Oh, what doctor?
What's wrong with you?
Well, it's this way, fellas. I didn't want to say anything before, but Liner was... Well, I lied to you.
But why, Astro?
To cover up. You see, I had a little accident. It happened after you two left Venus. I hurt my head and was laid up at the hospital.
Well, why didn't you tell us?
Oh, I didn't want to spoil your vacation. Anyhow, the medico said I'd have... Well, spells, you might call it, when I'd go blank and forget things.
Well, you still should be checked by the Academy Medico.
Oh, but I'll fall behind in class. I'll lose my place with you fellas in the unit. Look, I promise, if I do any more blanking or anything like that, I'll see the Medico. But right now, let me sweat it out, huh?
Well, if his doctor on Venus said it was okay for him to come back to the Academy, I guess it is, Tom.
Sure it is.
Well, maybe. Okay, Astro, we'll sweat it out with you. But we'll keep a close eye on you.
Thanks, Tom.
Gosh, Astro, I was starting to get some cockeyed ideas about you, but if you just fell on your head, well, you can't really damage that Venusian rock.
No, I guess I can't. And you just watch, fellas. Everything's going to work out fine.
Marco calling Beale. Come in.
Beale here. Go ahead, Marco.
I just made the contact. I'll be able to swing it tonight, I think.
That's the way to talk. You have the schedule?
Yeah, but I want to double check. I'll contact you again later.
Right.
How's my charming cousin?
He's as snug as a bug. Don't worry about him.
I won't, as long as you're taking care of him. Well, talk to you later.
So long, Marco. Do a good job tonight.
Hey, Roger. Roger, wake up.
Huh? What? What's the matter, Tom?
Get up, but be quiet about it. Astro just sneaked out of the dorm.
He what? But it's the middle of the night. Where's he going?
That's what we're going to find out. He had a package with him. Come on. Look, Roger. Astro's heading for the spaceport.
What in blazes is that lunkhead up to?
That's what I want to know. Keep moving, but stay in the shadows.
Tom, I don't like spying like this.
Oh, neither do I, but I think Astro's in trouble. If we can find out what it is, maybe we can help him.
Who said he's in trouble?
Well, there's something wrong with him. Haven't you noticed how different he's been since he came back from Venus?
Well, the poor guy had a bad accident. He fell on his head.
I know, but there's something else. Something I can't put my finger on. He's been... well, kind of sly.
Sly? Astro? Oh, come off it, Tom.
Well, what do you call sneaking out here in the middle of the night like this?
Well, he must have had a good reason.
Wait, look. He's heading for the Unit 2 cruiser, the Vega. Come on.
What in blazes is that ape up to?
Search me. Hey, look out for that crate, Roger.
Ooh, blast it.
Quick, behind this ramp. Astro's turning around.
I don't think he spotted us. Tom, look. You can see him clearer now. I think the poor guy's walking in his sleep.
Well, you're space happy.
He is. See how he's got his hands out in front of him?
He wasn't walking like that before.
Well, we couldn't see him clearly before. It was too dark.
I'm sure that...
Hey, he went right past the Vega. He's heading for the canal. Come on, Tom. He's liable to fall right into the drink. Astro! Hey, Astro, wait!
Not so loud, Roger. You'll bring the watch.
Well, hurry up before he falls in.
Here he is.
I got him.
See? His eyes are closed. Astro. Astro, wake up.
What? Tom, Roger.
Take it easy now, fella.
What are we doing out here?
You were walking in your sleep.
I was?
Looks like it. You never did this before, Astro.
Well, I did it at home a couple of times after the accident, Tom.
Oh?
Gosh, I'm sorry, fellas.
I get it. It wasn't your fault. Uh-oh. There's the watch. Come on. We can slip into the dorm the back way.
Oh, wait a minute.
What's the matter, Tom?
Astro had a package with him.
A package?
Yes, you must have dropped it.
Never mind. We've got to make tracks or we'll all land in the brig. Let's blast.
FC-394. Mirko calling Dale. Come in, Dale.
Beale here. About time you called in, Mirko. What in blazes happened last night?
Listen.
The boys were there when the Vega landed. There wasn't anything aboard. Central Control is burning mad.
Corbett and Manny caught me. It's all right, though. They made them think I was sleepwalking. Manny bought my story, but I'm not positive about Corbett.
How about that?
Everything else is okay. But I don't want to try it again tonight, in case Corbett is still suspicious. I'll wait till tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. Understand?
Tomorrow. Right. But nothing better go wrong again, Mirko.
It won't. This time, I'll make sure those cadet punks don't follow me. I've got to cut out now, Peel. I won't contact you again unless the schedule is changed.
Right.
Well, looks like Tom and Roger were too smart for Mirko, huh, Beale?
Button! If you're still alive, we'll let him court-martial you for a traitor.
What? So that's the way you're gonna play it, huh?
That's the way, exactly.
Why, you dirty space crawler, out?
Ha ha, go on. Bust your muscles. You can't break them ropes.
Oh, I can't, huh?
Jupiter!
Now let's see if you can take it as well as you dish it out.
No, you don't. Keep back.
Don't go away, pal. You're gonna have some sweet dreams. Right from my...
No.
Hey, Roger, look.
What's that?
The package Astro was carrying the other night. I just fished it out of the canal. He must have thrown it in when he heard us coming.
Oh? What is it?
Just a box. I'll try to get the top off with my knife.
Tom, I don't understand you. You're acting as if, well, as if you don't trust Astro.
I'm not sure I do, Roger. There we are.
Well, come on. What's in it?
Kinda curious, aren't you, fellas?
Astro.
So you found it, eh, Corbett? I figured you did when it wasn't in the canal.
Hey, Astro, what?
Come on, Corbett. But this time you outsmarted yourself. Now you and your pal are in trouble.
Maybe you're the one who's in trouble.
Not me. I just have to change my plans a little.
Look, what goes on here? Tom, Astro.
He isn't Astro, Roger.
Not Astro?
No, I don't know who he is.
A ray gun. Tom, he pulled a gun on us. What in the universe?
We're going out to the spaceport, boys. Right now.
What's the idea?
Just do as I say. You'll walk in front, Manning. Then Corbett. And I'll be right behind you. If you make one sound, I'll blast you. Now, march!
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So, stand by. There's big news at Kellogg's, spacemen, and that means good news for you. All the swell Kellogg cereals have been dressed up in brand new packages. You can see them right now at your grocery store. Why, some of the pictures on some Kellogg packages look good enough to eat. But they're just there to show you what a swell cereal there is waiting inside for you. And don't forget, on the regular size package of Kellogg's Pep, you get an exciting Space Cadet picture cutout. One that you can make a stand for and put in a Space Cadet setting of your own. All the new faces on the Kellogg cereal packages are bright and happy pictures. You want to have one on your breakfast table every morning. And if it's a Kellogg cereal, you know that you're going to want a big bowlful, too. So make a date right now to go to your grocery store and see all the new faces on the Kellogg cereals. Then you'll be saying,
did you see what I saw? Kellogg's on display in brand new boxes, bright and gay. These famous cereals come your way. Go see this Eiffel. The Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show has a cheerful look, a lift for you. Start you up with a hoop-de-doo. Kellogg's for breakfast and a happy, happy day. Get a big supply today, today.
See the big K-Day display of the new Kellogg packages at your grocery store.
While the Academy sleeps, Tom and Roger are forced to go to the spaceport with Mirko, who is masquerading as Astro and who is armed. At Mirko's command, the two cadets approach the space cruiser Polaris, which looms sleek and gleaming under the pale light of the stars.
Blasted, but I was dumb, Tom, not to realize this guy wasn't Astro.
I wasn't exactly bright either, Roger, not to catch on sooner than I did.
All right, you two, hold it.
What happens now, Mr. Rat?
You'll find out, Manning. Turn around and face the ship.
Why?
Turn around, I said. You too, Corbett.
He's going to finish us with that ray gun and blast off in the Polaris, Tom.
Listen, Roger. Sounds like a ship coming in for a landing.
Yeah, it is. A solar guide destroyer.
It'll be too late to help you, Corbett. Oh, no.
Why, you slugged Tom.
And here's yours, Manning. Oh. Now, brother cadets, let's blast off for a nice little joyride in space.
Tom, you okay? That phony slug that's been tied us up and dumped us down here in the hold of the Polaris.
I feel like I've been run over by a steamroller, but I guess I'll live.
Not for long. That crazy space joker up on the control deck can't handle this ship alone.
Nothing much we can do about it now, I'm afraid.
Hey, somebody's coming. You're supposed to
jumping Jupiter Astro.
What?
Hello, fellas. Sorry I took so long getting up here, but riding acceleration without cushions is no picnic.
Astro, how in the universe did
Wait a minute, Tom. Maybe he isn't Astro. It's that other joker trying to trick
him. Why, you space-happy rockhead, if you don't know me by this time...
That's Astro, all right.
Well, don't just stand there. Get us out of this.
All right. Keep your flaps trimmed.
Well, what's going on here anyway, Astro? Where have you been? Who is this character?
He looks enough like you to be your twin.
He's a cousin. Name's Mirko. Haven't heard from him in years. He and a gang he's working with nailed me on Venus when I was on my way back to the Academy.
But why?
Yeah.
Look, will you guys stop wriggling around and let me get these wires off?
Okay, but keep talking.
The idea was for Mirko to pose as me at the Academy and help this gang smuggle stuff out of Earth.
Where to?
What kind of stuff?
I don't know. When I broke away from them yesterday morning, I didn't hang around to ask questions. Anyhow, Mirko would hide the stuff on Academy ships that wouldn't be suspected or even subject to customs search. And then the gang would pick it up at some spaceport en route.
Pretty clever operation.
There you are. You're both loose. Now, where's my dear cousin?
Topside, on the control deck.
He's liable to kill us all the way he's handling this ship.
Well, let's get him.
Oh, nothing doing, Roger. This is my job.
But Astro...
Look, Tom, after what I went through, I deserve this. You stay down here.
Better hurry up, Astro.
Don't worry, this will be short and sweet. Just stay there and listen.
Tom, you think maybe we'd better follow him?
No, this is his party. Let him enjoy it.
Hiya, cousin. Shake hands.
Wow, he sure is. Oh, listen to him. Those punches even hurt down here.
Maybe we had better break it up. There won't be anything left of Mirko.
Uh-oh, that sounded like taps to me.
Astro, are you all right?
All right. I feel terrific.
Well, let's get up on the control deck. This ship is running away with us.
Okay. But look, I've been thinking, Tom.
Stick to your fists, Astro. You think a lot better with them.
No, I'm serious. Instead of going back to the Academy, why don't we head for Venus and pick up the rest of that smuggling gang before they get away? I left them there when I escaped.
Hey, that's a great idea,
Tom. Are you guys kidding? Commander Arkwright would have our ears if we blasted off on our own. But we'll put it up to him when we get back.
A fine thing. Just when I was beginning to enjoy myself.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, when Tom, Roger, and Astro rocket to Venus on a dangerous assignment with the smugglers and find themselves in the greatest peril of their lives in part two of The Riddle of Astro. Tune in, same time, same station, for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg Pep, the build-up wheat cereal.
Spaceman, this is Tom Corbett. Thousands of families have been driven from their homes by the floods in the Midwest, and they need our help now. And money from you and your parents will help them in this terrible emergency. So give to the Red Cross.
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast were Al Markham and Jan Merlin. Today's program was written by Ben Peter Freeman and directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
And what a secret. In Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the tasty raisins are dipped in honeycomb. That means plumper, more tender raisins, along with delicious golden crisp bran flakes. Both fruit and cereal, all in one box. And no other raisin bran but Kellogg's gives you the tender goodness of raisins dipped in honeycomb. That's Kellogg's secret. So for your breakfast, make sure you get Kellogg's, because
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
This program came to you from New York. America is sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.